At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon,
Grant. Y'all talking about the history and how long you've been at the Silver Slipper. I just did the math and realized I've been listening to WWL and the Saints since I was a boy, but I didn't start calling the radio on a semi-regular basis until 1995 when Buddy was at the top of his game. So this is my 31st year calling in. And
congratulations.
Like I know what I'm talking
about.
You
get the gold watch and, you know, the retirement deal.
Well, the one thing, Big John, I know I heard you on WWL.
As a college
professor, I know you know about the scope trials. I know that. I was impressed with that.
Did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I know what I'm talking about there, and I kind of act like I know what I'm talking about when I call this show. So, listen, you know, you've been saying it, and I'm going to repeat it, that the Saints are in rebuilding mode this year. I mean, this is really the first true rebuilding season that the whole Houdat Nation has to endure since Sean Payton came on. This team is going to be struggling, I think. You would predict in what could be in the first part of the season. I think they're going to struggle the first part of the season. And they're going to struggle at quarterback in a number of other areas. But, you know, and I think it's good reason for the odds makers to put the Saints at the bottom when it comes to the Super Bowl. But I think that if, you know, Kellen Moore seems to have a really good grasp of how to coach a football team and to put a system together. And look for this team to kind of get its act together near the end of the season. You know, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but I think they're going to show marked improvement as the season goes on. It's going to require us to be very patient. And look, this game that you had this last Sunday, you can't take a lot out of this game. But my own opinion, Tyler Shuck has the arm and he has the presence to be the opening day starter for the Saints. And I say that as a fan of Spencer Rattler and the nearly impossible situation that he was put into last year. I just think that Tyler Shuck has the tools and the ability to be the quarterback of this team. And especially has that that short memory, you know, being able to come back from a pick six and then throw a big touchdown pass like that. That shows something about a quarterback.
Well, and you know, Big John, you always want, as the season progresses, to have hope going into the next season. You know, it's a perfect example of that. Now they changed coaches. They got Vrabel. But when you look at the Patriots, all of a sudden, look how the beginning of last year when they're going with Jacoby Brissett compared to where they were at the latter part of the season with Drake May. And how the Patriots are saying their fan base did a show out there, Mike, and they're thinking like, well, I'm not saying we're going to overtake the Bills, but they think, oh, well, we're better than the Jets. Or the Dolphins, whatever. So it just that's what you want to get where you're optimistic for the future. So I think it's more important for this organization and new coaching staff and everything. Now you want to play great throughout. But I'd much rather us be playing at a higher level in December than come September.
Oh, I agree with
what
that.
What I mean by that is, okay, let's say you're not really going to win anything. But you don't want to, like, regress. Like, last year, we were all excited. We 2-0, and then you had injuries, and look what came about. We could have been 3-0. Now, that's not no pie in the sky. When you look at that Eagles game, McCoy goes out at the beginning, and under 2 minutes, we had a 5-point lead, and we lost that game. When Jordan Howard, we ran into each other. But you never know. But I just think right now, I will not be discouraged if we get off to a slow start. But I will be discouraged if we have a slow process in December. You understand what I'm saying, Mike and Big John? In other words, well, we got the Cardinals, the 49ers. We won four, whatever. But how do you finish the season? Do you give the fans hope? And I think that's what you have to do as an organization, going forward, especially into the next season.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, I definitely think you got to finish strong. You've got to show that there is, that these young guys who, the game's going to slow down for them. And if it doesn't, like Trevor Penning, for instance, then, you got to have to take a second look at some of these guys.
Put it to you this way, Big John. What I saw from yesterday from Penning and the Lily play, I see the same guy making the same mistakes technically. He's way too high. They push him right back into the backfield. So, okay, you can move positions, but if you don't know your techniques well, it's not going to make a big difference. I hope he gets better, but I saw a lot of the same Trevor Penning. He just said move positions and what I saw yesterday.
Well, if you look at it, look at the offensive line. That has to be a strength. It can't just be good because what we have invested in that, they have to be great. So you look at McCoy didn't play, and so Clapp ended up being the center there. But you look, starting right tackle, Fuaga, and then right guard, Cesar Ruiz, they played only the first offensive series. But then you look at the Saints kept both Penning and Kelvin Banks in for the first four offensive series. But, I also was discouraged by, because I've not seen this in practice, Cesar Ruiz got his ass whipped on a pass protection. And, Mike, that was not happening one-on-one. So we need Cesar Ruiz to play like a first-round draft pick. I'm not saying got to be McCoy. But he has to do something where, if you look at our offensive line, and it's going to be where we want it to be, considering what we have invested in that, Cesar Ruiz got to take that next step.
Bob, they were getting beat inside.
Yes.
At the two-guard position. They were getting beat. I will say the good news was that watch Kelvin Banks and his techniques. How he can bend his knees, how he can get his arms out, and kind of control and steer the guy ahead of him. And I think that's just going to get better for him. He's a tackle, a left tackle. We said that from the very start. All this stuff about moving him inside, no. He's played left tackle all his life. Let him prove you can't play left tackle. And I thought, from a technical standpoint, I thought yesterday he did a good job controlling the guy in front of him.
Well, and then, Big John and Mike, when you look at it, how many possessions you're going to get a game? And I thought this was really encouraging with Coach Brandon Staley's defense when you force in three and outs. I don't know if Mike, we forced 5 3 and outs and had 3 straight three and outs. That's very encouraging.
But the Trey Lance thing kind of skewed everything.
But what's not encouraging?
Come on, you got to stop.
What's not encouraging is that we had 11 possessions and we only scored 10 points. So in other words,
that's a big negative.
If our defense is stopping them, we're getting the ball back in our hands. You got to score. The Saints didn't break the end zone, but until midway through the third quarter. By that time, the Chargers, they're up 17-3 now.
The pick six.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Mike, that right then. Can you give a quarterback and those that are doing all the offense? You give them 11 possessions, they're scoring more than 10 freaking points.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, right.
Big John, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah, look, it's a rebuild. We all know that. It was an interesting point after yesterday. I know everybody wants a solution right now. And that was a funny call from the Southern Miss fan. I'm actually getting a lot of my friends from Southern Miss who are excited about Nick Mullins coming. He isn't a starter, Bobby. He plays for the Jags now. He's a journeyman. He's Chase Daniel 2.0.
He makes a lot of money.
Hey, he's done well in life.
It's all about putting good film out there, and you're good in the locker room.
I wanted
to ask you guys, I've said this before, but can we totally close the door on the possibility we sign a veteran quarterback? I know they brought Deckers back. Everybody's super young. They're pumping up Shedeur Sanders like he's the second coming. Does that mean maybe Flacco gets dumped? Maybe not.
I don't think so. I don't think
so. Is there any quarterback you could see maybe getting cut? You know, as training camp and the preseason and cutting teams down, do you see a guy maybe dropping down to us? Is my question.
I say we live and ride with the quarterbacks we have.
I would feel opposite. I would hope you could bring in a veteran.
But. I don't know Carson Wentz. I don't know. Is he, Mike? He's still trying to play in the NFL.
He's still trying to play. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you look at that, the reason why I say just stand pat. Because I take the approach that you're going to find the quarterback of the future through the draft. And you keep drafting him until you get it right. So what I'm saying now, I was talking with Charlie about this, Mike. That really, if you're going to get a future where you think like a Cam Ward or... I'm not saying it's not can't miss, but it's like you increase your percentages. If you're taking a quarterback in the top five. It's not always the case because you look at Trey Lance and all that. It didn't work out with the 49ers. But I take the approach, like, so what if you took Chuck and, we drafted Chuck, we drafted Spencer Rattler, that, okay, we didn't quite do what we wanted to do. We hit on the 5.5 over and under in Vegas. We were definitely under. We pick in top five. And then you target a quarterback and somehow you can land him. And then... So you see what he could do. So in other words, the future quarterback for the team might not even be on the team right now. Now, they want Tyler Shuck to work out, and they're going to give him a chance, even Spencer Rattler with opportunities. That doesn't mean they're going to work out. So you just got to, Mike, you got to, okay, we tried, and we got to keep going that direction. And it might be, you understand what I'm saying?
You can't just give up after one guy as a second-round pick and say, we tried and it didn't work. You got to keep going
right. That's what I'm saying. And then if Arch stays at University of Texas, whatever, whoever you pick
him. It's so funny to hear. That was such a big news. The Monday after the draft, Archie Manning came on this show and said that. The exact same thing.
That
Arch is going to stay 2 years at Texas. Well, it's not coming out early.
And the way I look at it, the 2026 draft, if you're in position to draft one of the best quarterbacks, maybe roll the dice and try. Okay? And then if it doesn't work out, you try again. What's wrong with that? Because you got to get that right. And you might say, well, Bobby, it doesn't have to always be look at Brock Purdy within the 49ers. That's like a flash in the pan. How all of a sudden they screwed up on Trey Lance. They were lucky to have Brock Purdy.
Very lucky.
Because where they would be right now. But you look at, like, some teams, they get it right. You look at, like, Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love. But it's Jordan.
Three in a row.
And it's Jordan Love. I don't know. Sometimes he's kind of on a roller coaster. He had a coming out party against the Saints. We were up 17-3. Remember when he came back and he ended up beating the Saints? You know who's won? He said, he can't miss. Well, I don't know what he's going to do this year to Prince. Not the Prince of Bel-Air, Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars. I don't know, Mike, is he going to play a couple of series against us? I mean, come Sunday?
I was listening to the NFL Network driving here, and he kind of sidestepped the question about was he going to play. He said, well, I'm going to leave that up to the coach, and I'm ready whenever he needs me. But, boy. Wow,
he
got to
do something.
And now you got Travis Hunter on one side, Brian Thomas Jr. on the other, and ATN in the backfield.
Well, let me tell you, Travis Lawrence, see, that's a case in point. Now, good for him. And the owner, you can't reward somebody before they actually do something. What did he got guaranteed?
Mr. Khan.
He got guaranteed like $230, $240 million? What's Trevor Lawrence ever won? I'm not talking about Clemson. And, oh, he can't miss, the Prince. Well, what has he done with the Jaguars? So that's why, Mike, you don't know. You got to just keep trying. You know, like Snake Eyes, 7-Eleven or Snake Eyes. Okay, we're going to keep going after this till we get the quarterback right.
Just like people will call in or they'll text, well, Jaden Daniels did it last year. Okay, you don't have Jaden Daniels.
Okay, you don't have Jaden Daniels.
You don't have C.J. Stroud, who did it the year before.
Okay, and the thing is this. You know what's intriguing why we love the NFL? Because didn't C.J. Stroud have a sophomore slump? That don't mean he can't play. He was unbelievable as a rookie. Look, sophomore slump. Now, what's intriguing?
His offensive line was ill.
No, I know, but I'm kind of like, what if all of a sudden you want to see, what is Jaden Daniels going to do his second year? He was unbelievable last year. Is he going to have a sophomore slump? That's the reason why that term came up, sophomore slump. It's not like, oh, I did good one year, I'm going to do good forever. Pat Mahomes about the only cat, you know, when you think like.
After year one, was bang.
Like year after year after year after year. But a lot of guys, it's a.
Now McLaurin's got to be back on that team.
Yes.
Terry McLaurin's got to be back on that Commanders team. You got to be able to pay him.